Welcome to the Breadwomen Project Podcast. I'm Pamela Johnston, and today we're going to focus on the power of stopping and taking a moment to breathe. The art of mental training is what helps certain people reach that aha moment, which we like to highlight on the network. Joining me is a mental training and motivating coach, Evelyn Chow. She's going to discuss how she helps others reach their potential. Welcome to the podcast, Evelyn.
Thank you, Pamela, for having me.
So I want to talk to you about your work. What does it entail?
So I am a mental training coach, and I use breath work to help people to get to their goals. Breath work meaning that we mindfully breathe, and it's mostly based on yoga. And when we breathe, a lot of people are not aware of their breath. And with today's stressful life, they tend to breathe very shallowly. And I tend to do that as well earlier on. So we guide people to breathe mindfully into their core, which is in the belly area. And according to a lot of Eastern beliefs, that area is really crucial because that's where your energy comes from. So qi is another word, and I'm sure you've heard of tai chi and qigong.
Yes.
So I work with people, a lot of them are athletes, but now I'm diversifying into a lot of non-athletes, corporate people, business people, housewives, so that they can find their inner calm.
Well, I hear you. I know myself that I can stop breathing literally when I'm stressed and trying to get too much done, and I certainly have, with my meditation practice, et cetera, used qigong and things like that, so I'm somewhat familiar with what you talk about here.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, so who are some of the people that you've helped? You've mentioned you've helped some athletes. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I can start with the athletes because years ago I had a shoulder injury, and that took a long time to heal, but I was lucky to find a chiropractor who was very spiritual. And while he was healing my shoulders, he asked me about what I did, and I said, I do guided visualization. And he said, wow, that's what a lot of my clients would need help with. So it turns out that he helped a lot of people who use their bodies for a living, and such as dancers and figure skaters. And so through him, I met a couple of very talented young men who were 14 then. And they were very promising, except that sometimes when they self-criticize, their program suffered. So mm-hmm. when they fall down on ice, which most people do, right,
mm-hmm.
they tend to get frustrated and the performance suffered. So I started them on this guided visualization journey, and after a couple of sessions they found that it unleashed their potential so that they could do jumps and apples and things that they couldn't do before. So then the coach noticed the improvement all of a sudden and asked to see me, and so I had a meeting with him, and he said, okay, why don't you present to this club? And so I went up to the Granite Club, and they were very big on figure skating. They have their own rink and
right.
everything. So so the short of the story was that I coached for a summer. I coached the mental part, and they have an Olympian. Her name is Josée Chouinard.
Mm-hmm.
Helped with
yes.
physical training. So that was my start. And I had a little hiatus. I went off and did something else and then came back to it. And when I came back, I worked with a lot of squash players. Yeah. So I have
wow.
a young woman who is very, very, very talented. She was poised to be another winner, except that she had the same thing. She self-criticized.
Right.
And so I helped her find her inner calm. And she then went on to win the Canadian Championship.
Wow.
For junior squash, and then followed by a gold medal in Brazil at the Pan Am Games.
Terrific.
So when people are focused on their talent or stay in the moment, a lot of good things happen.
Mm-hmm. And I've experienced that as well, but it's it's a process to get there, and so you're obviously very helpful in that.
Thank you.
So how did you know this was your calling?
It was not like a flash of insight. It was over a period of time. I had three mentors who taught me everything I knew, and I know that I can get into this calm state fairly quickly. And when I'm in that state, it was almost like there's no limit to what I can do. And it was very, very beautiful. So it kind of just dawned on me that I can help people, and bit by bit I worked with different areas, different disciplines. And I know that it's the same technique with some minor changes, you know, to go from a person who's struggling with weight problems to an athlete to a business person who has presentation issues. So, we all perform. Whether we know it or not, we're all performing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a performance issue, and I basically want people to be relaxed and not worry about it, because when we worry, we're using up a lot of energy, right?
Yeah.
Anxiety and tension and stress, it eats up energy. So
right.
just simply by taking away their anxiety, I can help people reach for the potential much faster.
Right. I'm Pamela Johnston, and this is the Breadwomen Project podcast. I'm chatting with Evelyn Chow. She's a mental trainer and motivational coach. She's going to teach us a breathing exercise to help people focus. But first, Evelyn, do you find this type of work is only effective for certain people? You mentioned working with younger athletes.
My work suits people of all ages. If you're a person who's in the corporate field, very often you have to talk with big clients or you have a deadline, and it's very nerve-wracking. My work gives back the calm mindset that people are born with, but they've lost somewhere along the way. So I have worked with people as young as 14. When I was at a Granite Club, there were some kids who were 14 or a little bit even younger, 12, 14. And Patrick Chan was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was really keen, and people already knew that he would be very big someday, but we didn't realize how big.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, he's different because he already knew a lot about mental training at that
mm-hmm.
age. But I like working with people who are like either mature young people or somebody who's over 18 or 20.
Right.
Because basically they would disclose a lot more of their background. A lot of younger people, they tend to answer in one word answers, like they will say, "This is awesome."
Right.
And I find that I need a lot more background to help them. The more I know, the more I can help them.
Well, that makes sense. So can you walk me through one of the exercises that you do that helps people reach that calmness?
Yes, of course. I'm so glad you asked. Are you seated comfortably?
Yes,
I am. And I ask that you make sure that your head and neck and spine are fairly straight.
Okay.
And then you can start taking three deep breaths, easy, effortless breaths into your core. Just take as much time as you want. So breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth.
Okay.
So now you can close your eyes and mentally go inwards. And you can mentally rate your stress level, 1 being very, very calm and 10 very stressed. Whereabouts are you?
I'm going to say, and I'm really happy about this, I'm probably about a 5 because the last, you know, I've gone through a week, a typical week, I've gone from like really high stress to having it manageable to really high stress. So I'm glad I'm not bad today.
You're not bad today. And this is the middle of the day. You're at a 5. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. And there's no right or wrong. Just any number that comes to your head is the right number. Okay. Right. So I would like to ask you to practice first with me. This is the fire breath. The fire breath is very easy. And if you've never done it before, just follow through with me. But basically, it's just in through your nose. And again, breathe, guide the breath into your belly. And then hold it. And then breathe out through your mouth as if you're blowing a candle. So the sound is like this. And I'm going to do five of them just to show you. And it's so breathe in. And then... So I've just done five. And this is short, sharp spurts forcefully through your mouth.
Okay, so I'm doing that five times?
Yes.
Did you say? Five times. Okay.
You can try it. Guide your breath in.
Okay.
In breath, and then... Wonderful. This is it. And now we're doing it for real. I'd like you to put your hands together as if you just clasp your hands together so that your palms are touching. And the reason for this is that according to Oriental beliefs, you have qi or energy flowing throughout the body. And when your palms touch, it kind of creates a circuit. Totally connected. So your arms are touching and your eyes are closed. And if your stress is due to some annoying factor, so let's say you're annoyed, the opposite of being annoyed or irritated is peace or calm or serenity. So you pick a word that's the opposite of how you're feeling. Have you got it?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So hold that thought or word in your mind with your palms together. I'd like you to do some fire breaths with me.
Okay.
So we do in multiples of five, right? You've just done five.
Yes.
Let's do 20 together and take your time. So in breath through your nose.
Okay.
Very good. Mentally rate your stress level from on a scale of 1 to 10. Where is it?
I think I'm about a 4.
It has come down. Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, do one more for me where you guide the in-breath in very slowly and easily without making any effort. Just easy, deep breath in.
Okay.
Now go inwards again and ask, where is your stress level?
I think it's about a 3.
Good. So you see how your body reacts so fast by lowering your stress? Because there are two reasons for it. You have just done something that is physical and non-physical. The physical part is the breath work. The breath work is useful in the sense that, let's say you were really stressed about something and you couldn't even stop thinking about it. It goes on and on in like a loop.
Yes.
Okay. So you've just interrupted that loop because when you're focusing on the breath, you cannot be worried about, you know, the annoyance that you've just felt.
Right.
This is the physical part. The non-physical part is where your palms are touching. And your eyes are closed, and you went inward. And going inward is brilliant because you've gone to this level of mind where you can reach calmness very easily. So there are very few exercises that combine both physical and non-physical, and this is so quick. You can just basically spend 10, 15 seconds three times a day. When you realize how powerful it is, you will be encouraged to to take time out to do this, right? You could,
yes.
Done actually, if you're walking down the street towards your car, you could be in a lovely, let's say it's summer now, you'd be walking in a lovely park with green leaves all around you, and you just sucking in the fresh air. So that even, that's a bonus, definitely.
Yes.
But in winter, indoors is fine, you know. Just relaxing on your couch is fine. In the shower is fine.
Yeah, no, really, you can do it anywhere, and it definitely is effective. I'm certainly going to use this because it works, and I know there's lots of times in the course of a week that I will benefit from it. I'm Pamela Johnston, and this is the Breadwomen Project. I'm joined by Evelyn Chow and a mental training and motivational coach. So, do you practice breathing exercises in your day-to-day life?
Yes. I am beginning to use those techniques all the time. I had a build-up. I have to confess that before, I know mentally that breathing really helps with all different areas of my life. And then I started doing some work on my own. And the work trained my mindfulness muscle. We all have a mindfulness muscle. It anchors us in the present. And we're more mindful of how we're eating or how we're speaking, how we're breathing. When we project to the future, it hasn't happened yet. We're indulging in a lot of mindless worries. So when you have stress, we don't realize it's there, and it causes us to have sleepless nights. So if you took time to do a little bit of breath work before you go to bed, you'll have a deeper sleep.
Well, that's good to know. I can certainly use that. And if someone was wanting to learn more about training that mind muscle, that would be a session with you. What would that be like?
An average session is 45 minutes to an hour, and I help them with some fundamentals like breath work, because in our modern life we're stressed by so many things, and one of the main things is I give them tools to deal with situational stress, and just like what I was saying before, working with difficult people or having something annoying you, or not getting a parking spot or something like that. These tools help them deal with situations before they begin to be annoying. And
right.
These tools help the mind and body and spirit to be connected, which is a great help because you don't want your mind and body and spirit to be in different directions. When your stress is dealt with, you can use your energy for much better things.
Right. Well, that's really great to know, and I know our audience is going to be very interested in what you've shared with us here, Evelyn. And we'll be sure to post your website on our interview so that people can contact you. And I thank you for joining me here today.